弟兄姊妹啊，主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace in the Lord.
我系请阿先嚟到啊读一节嘅圣经，喺呢个罗马书十二章第一节。
Let's first turn to a passage in the Bible. It's found in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神嘅慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁嘅。是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉或作如此敬拜，乃是理所当然的。
I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
我们一同有些祷告。
Let us come together in prayer.
父神，我们感谢敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we worship you.
何等嘅喜乐啊！我哋能够藉着我哋主耶稣基督，要亲近我哋嘅父神。
How joyous it is that through our Lord Jesus Christ that we can draw near to our Heavenly Father.
早晨，我哋喺基督嘅里面一同嚟到聚集。
This morning we are gathered together in Christ.
系要聆听你自己嘅话。
It's to hear your own words.
主啊，叫我哋众人。在基督的里面，主啊，能够被主来开启。
That all of us in Christ will be, you will reveal yourself to us.
用着你的话，叫我的心，来要被苏醒。
And through your words that you would awaken our hearts.
我们将时间交通，要仰望我主我神。
We lift up this time, this fellowship into our, into your hands, our Lord, our God.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.做一段时间曾经两次同弟兄姊妹交通到那些真实敬拜神嘅人。
So the last few times we had shared about those who are true worshippers of God.
我哋系喺灵同埋真理嘅里面，喺圣灵同埋真理嘅里边，你要作敬拜。神要咁样嘅人，你要敬拜佢。
And it is such a one that Lord, that God wishes to have is the ones who worship him in his Holy Spirit and truth.
神并且是寻找这样的人，你要敬拜他。
And God seeks for one such as this to worship him.
一个咁样样真正喺灵同埋真理里边，你要敬拜佢嘅人咧，佢系常住喺主里边，主亦都常住喺佢里边。
And for one who truly worships God in spirit and truth, this is one who abides in Christ, and Christ abides in him.
乜嘢叫做在灵嘅里边嚟到敬拜咧
？So what does it mean to worship in the spirit? In the spirit?
原来咧喺灵嘅里边同埋属灵呢个字咧，其实系一样嘅，都系讲在灵嘅里边。
To worship, in spirit and spiritually, it actually is the same.
在灵里咧就系属灵。
And if you're in spirit, in the spirit, then it is spiritual.
属灵呢是跟什么相对呢？是从属肉体相对。
So what is the opposite of spiritual? It is fleshly, of the flesh.
是啦，什么叫在灵里呢？就是与属肉体相对。
So when we speak of in the flesh, in the spirit, it means it is in opposition of being in the flesh.
所以你不属肉体呢？我们就是属灵的。
So if you are not in the flesh, then you are in the spirit.
并且呢，神要一个这样的人呢，不单止在聚会的里面有敬拜，并且用他的生命来成为一个敬拜主的人。
That God desires for one not just to worship in spirit in this manner, but also to to be in the spirit in their everyday life.
我哋喺我哋嘅生活当中嚟到活出信服主，
that in our daily lives, we would live out submission to God. This is worship. When we pay a price to stand firm on the truth, this is worship. A true worshiper, in his characteristic, is one who loves what God loves and despises what God despises. He's one who obeys God's commands.
他所帶出來的有聲無聲的禱告都是敬拜。
That his prayers, whether it's voice or in silence, brings out true worship.
他與神的交通,在神的面前的默想,他的讀經都可以成為敬拜。
That his fellowship with the Lord, his reading of scripture can also be a worship.
好像我們靈修,講到這段說話,主啊,真是這樣,我是屬乎你的,我是要成為一個愛主的人,這個是敬拜。
In our daily devotions, and we read, I belong to you, and we read this, and we know, and this is a worship as well.
我們讀到一些負面的例子,主啊,我真是不願意作一個這樣的人,這個在主面前一個敬拜。
Likewise, if we were to read something that may be a little bit more negative, oh Lord, I desire not to be one such as this. This too, this attitude, this thought is also a worship.
但是究竟怎样才能够有一个这样的生命能够活出呢?
So how then can we have a life like this that lives it out?
就是罗马书12章1节,我们曾经提过。
And it is through Romans chapter 12, verse 1 that we mentioned earlier. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice. And this type of offering is holy.
是神所喜悅的。
It is acceptable. It's God's desire.
是神, 所能够接受的。
It is acceptable, received by God.
你们这样来侍奉, 这样来敬拜呢, 是合理的, 是理所当然的。
That if you offer a sacrifice such as this, a service of worship such as this, then it is acceptable and reasonable to God.
所以在众多的服侍、献的里面,这个是首先的,这个是基础的。
So in all the service, in all the worship, this is the foundation, this must come first.
如果没有了这个,我们所提到的所有刚才所有的敬拜,只不过都不是说不真心,但是缺乏一个基础。
That if this it was lacking this at the beginning, then we can say all those things that we shared earlier, not that those forms of worship are not true to heart, but it lacks a foundation.
不知我们几时曾经在主面前有一个这样的奉献。
And I don't know when it might have been that we had such an offering to the Lord.
但是我们晓得人的心思是复杂的,并且我们都是软弱的一帮人。But
we know man's heart is complex, and we all have our weaknesses.
我们或者曾经奉献过,但是陈学几时,我们看环境,又将我们的奉献收回来。
And perhaps we have offered up in the past, but because of circumstances, then we've taken it back.
或者我们从来都没有奉献过。Or
perhaps we have never consecrated ourselves at all.
我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭。But
I urge you, therefore, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
我们人有时的奉献呢,是有条件的,或者是诡诈。
that our offering oftentimes comes with a condition or is deceitful.
我哋嚟到讀到馬拉基書第一章嘅時候，之後睇見佢哋去作咧，係作一啲神嘅話裏邊所要求嘅事情，但咧又作得好詭詐嘅。That
we see in the Malachi chapter 1 that they did things, but they did it in a very deceitful way.
大家都喺度查緊馬拉基書第一章，應該知道。That
we know we are studying Malachi chapter 1, we ought to know.
以色列人嘅歷史嘅裏面咧，有一個例子，就係當呢個巴比倫王嚟到攻打耶路撒冷嘅時候咧，好凄慘，到後尾咧，淨係得兩座城，其他城都俾佢攻陷曬啦。That
in the history of the Israel, there is an event that when the king of Babylon went to attack, it was very bitter defeat for them. Only two cities remained.
神就差遣先知耶利米去同呢班以色列人讲，同呢个西底家王咁讲。
And so the Lord sent through the prophet Jeremiah word to the king of Judah, Zedekiah.
话你要向犹太向以色列人叫佢哋向。
That you were to tell your people, if you have a servant who is Hebrew, that you need to set them free.
这个其实在神的大命当中，神的命令里面，一早就是这么说的了。
And in fact, this was a commandment long ago that God had for them.
不要叫你的弟兄来做你的奴仆，因为你曾经在埃及做过奴仆。
That since you once were a slave in Egypt, do not cause your own brethren to be slaves to you.
但如果你真係有希伯來奴仆咧，你七年，第七年你要放佢走，叫佢得自由。But
that if you did indeed have a Hebrew as a slave, then on the seventh year you must set them free.
但係佢哋一直冇聽神嘅話。But
the people did not listen to the word of God. Because it caused them to suffer their benefits. It'll cause them loss. But this time they listened. And they rose up to make a covenant with the Lord. And so they set free all of the slaves. That they would gain their freedom.
但是呢，没几耐，他们又捉翻晒啲释放咗奴仆翻嚟啊，又做翻奴仆喎。But
not long after, they went and they caught all the slaves that were released, and they became slaves again.
点解呢？
Why was this?
原来呢，当他们听见这样的话的时候呢，外边的环境呢，真的好似 耶利米先知咁讲，就嚟亡国啦，得翻两座城，攻到埋嚟，我自己都会做奴仆啦，我顺水推舟，听神嘅话，同神立约，献上呢啲奴仆啊。And
it was because of the times, the situation that we are getting attacked, and we're only left with our own last two cities, and so we'll listen to the word of the Lord.
因为冇几耐，我都要做埋奴仆啦，冇命啦。
Because not long after this, I too will become a slave and I will lose my life. So since that's the case, I'll listen to God, and since we're all going to be slaves.
但没多久呢，巴比伦王暂时退兵。But
not long after that, the king of Babylon retreated.
他们不知道是暂时嘛，现在不来打了，喂，捉回奴仆回来做奴仆。
And so at that time, they thought, oh, and they didn't know that it was only temporary that the king had retreated. So they thought to themselves, well, let's recapture all the slaves.
所以呢，这个摆上，这个与神的立约呢，只不过是看环境而已。And
so this covenant that they made, this offering that they made to the Lord, was really only based on the circumstances around them.
只不过是顺水推舟啊。
They were just passing the buck, pushing along.
等于我哋有啲嘢，咦，就嚟啊， 就嚟过期咯，就嚟到期啊，未过期。
We see that something, oh, it's about to expire.
哎呀，啊边个？俾佢啦咁啊。
So I might as well just give it to someone else.
嗯，我哋对神系咪咁样样咧？
And is this how we are towards our God?
啊，唔系讲到咩嘅物件啊？究竟我哋向神嘅，或者我曾经有将自己献过俾神，但系当我哋献嘅时候，系咪睇环境咧？
That perhaps we have offered ourselves back to the Lord, but it was based on the situation.
当我好按着圣经咁讲，愿意将自己摆上嘅时候，嗰阵时好似唔睇见对我有咩眼前嘅损失，我咪顺水推舟，我咪献俾主啦。
That perhaps at that time when you made an offering that, oh, this is not going to cost me anything, so sure, I can offer to the Lord.
甚至乎我愿意将自己嚟献上俾主。
That I would even offer myself up to the Lord.
但系当环境一改变嘅时候
，But once the situations change，
我哋就好似呢班以色列人咁，我哋收翻我哋与神所立嘅约，从呢个祭坛上边跑落嚟啦。
That we would be like these Israelites would change our mind and we would take ourselves off of the altar.
喺马拉基书头先我哋喺班里边，我哋都有交通到一件嘅事情。我相信好多班都会交通呢件事情。
And earlier in our Bible study, we did share about this in chapter Malachi chapter 1.
点解呢班嘅祭司佢哋明明知道神嘅话，佢哋会愿意将呢个盲嘅跛嘅嚟到献上咧？
That since they know the word of the Lord, why is it that they still offered that which was lame and which was blind?
因为在他的心里面呢，他们觉得神看不到。
They felt in their heart that God wouldn't know the difference.
并且呢，在他们肉身上面呢，是确实有些利益着。
And in fact, in their own physical well-being, in their in worldly speak, there was a benefit to them.
你知犹太人呢，佢最怕呢就係亵渎神。
And so the Israelites, the thing they fear most is to blaspheme against God.
神喺佢哋唔会用个口讲话，我哋亵渎神嘅名，佢哋唔会咁讲。
They would not use their mouths to blaspheme the name of the Lord.
但係呢度马拉基书第一章里边呢，神指责佢哋话，你哋亵渎我嘅名。
But here in Malachi chapter 1, it says that you have despised my name.
在12节那里啊。
You have profaned my name.
他们可以说我们几时这样说过。
And the people ask, oh, when was it that we did this?
如果你看英文呢，神都话俾佢哋听咧，你哋喺嗰件嘅事情嘅上边咧，你哋可能冇口讲，但你喺嗰件事情嘅上边咧，表明你系亵渎我嘅名。
That perhaps you didn't say it with your lips, but in this matter you have profaned my name。
系啦，如果你睇英文咧，佢话 in that 意思喺呢件事情上边，你系咁表明。
In that you say you are profaning it。
是哪件事情啊？
And what matter?
耶和华的桌子是污秽的，其上的食物是可以藐视。
And when you say the table of the Lord is defiled and as for its fruit, its food is to be despised.
你的口虽然没说到，
Though your lips do not say it,
但你的行动上边表明了，
But your actions show it.
为什么他们要这么做呢？
Why did they do such a thing?
这里当然不单止是他们自己献祭的问题，还有人家献的，他眯埋眼不看，为什么他眯埋眼不看呢？
Not only was it what they themselves were offering, it was what others were offering, and they were turning a blind eye.
可能中间有些利益的收拾。
Perhaps there were some benefits in the matter between.
在这个动作当中呢，表明你是亵渎神。
And in this action, it's very clearly that you are profaning, despising his name.
他们在外面呢做一些很似很敬虔的工作，但呢他们并没有遵守到主的话。
That outwardly it seems as if they're doing some very godly works, but they did not obey the command of the Lord.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
Offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice.
究竟我们所献的是什么东西？
In fact, what is it that we are offering?
不是我们口讲是什么东西。
It's not with our lips what it is that we're offering.
乃是在我们那个的行动的上面，我们是献的什么东西。
But in our actions and our deeds, what is it that we're offering?
如果有圣经呢，我打开马拉基书的第一章的第十四节。
Let us turn to Malachi chapter 1, verse 14.
行诡诈的在群中有公羊，他却献那些什么？献那些残疾的。
Cursed be the deceiver who has a male in his flock, but sacrifices a blemished animal.
这里讲到行诡诈。
Speaks of one who deceives.
有一个是诡诈呢？
Who is the deceiver?
是啦，哪一个是诡诈呢？
Who is the one who is deceiving?
你知道雅各被称为 the deceiver, 是诡诈的人。
We know that Jacob himself was called a deceiver.
神不喜悦诡诈。
God is not pleased.With deception.
我们不可以在神的面前再口讲一样，我们做的却是另一件事情。
We cannot, with our lips say one thing, but our actions say another.
新约圣经跟我们这么讲哈。
In the New Testament, it tells us.
我们不行诡诈，属神的人，我们不行诡诈。
Those who belong to God do not walk in deceit.
我们谋讲神的话。
We do not lie about God's word.
Falsify.
We do not falsify God's words.
我们不行诡诈，谋讲神的话。
We do not walk in deceit. We do not falsify God's words.
因此一个献在坛上边的人，一方面他讲的话讲神的话要讲得正确
One who is walking with God needs to speak it accurately.
特别是讲到神的话
especially when it comes to words of God.
但点解会行诡诈呢？
But why would they walk in deceit?
你睇下呢班嘅祭司，佢哋外边系行神嘅话。
You see these priests outwardly they are walking in the word of God.
但咧里面却满咗呢个诡诈。
But within they are full of deceit，
因为咧自己嘅肉体过唔去。
Because they cannot get over their own flesh，
因为呢个利益咧系肉体嚟嘅。
Because of the benefits they gained in the flesh，
佢自己作唔出，佢还要人哋一同同佢咁作都作唔出。
That not only for him, themselves that they did this, it was the others that caused to do as well.
圣经讲到犯罪的人，他不单止自己愿意犯罪，还喜欢人与他同样犯罪。
That the Bible tells us that those who delight in sin, not only for themselves, they delight in others who sin as well.
所以诡诈这件事情呢，在人的肉体的里面呢，是很深沉的，很湿透的，在里面的。
So we see this deceit in man's heart is very subtle, it's very deep.
我们有的时候会用着一些俗的话来遮盖我们的诡诈。
And oftentimes we will use spiritual words to cover up our deceit.
我们这个献里面都是有些看环境，有些肉体在里面。
And this offering oftentimes will depend on our flesh and in the situation.
但雅各却是被称为 嗰個抓住嘅，要抓住嘅，雅各意思就咁嘅意思，要抓啊，乜嘢都要抓啊。
We know that Jacob, his name was one who grabbed hold of.
係啦，佢出世嘅時候咧就抓住佢阿哥個腳跟嚇。
So when he was born, he grabbed his brother's heel.
所以佢點解被稱為嗰個欺詐嘅人咧？佢被稱為欺詐嘅人。
How did it? How was it that he became one who was a deceiver?
啊，就係佢用欺詐嘅手段去找。
That he with deceit went and grabbed.
但係咁樣嘅人有冇前途咧？
But is there a future for one such as this?
有希望。
There is hope.
我哋都係有肉體嘅，我哋都係曾經活喺欺詐嘅當中。
We are fleshly and we have lived in deceit.
啊，但係雅各有一個心，佢係要神，佢手段錯咗，但佢要神。
But Jacob, his methods were incorrect, but he desired God.
啊，神就用著各樣嘅環境，俾佢睇見佢係一個何等壞嘅人。
That God through all the different circumstances showed him what type of person he was.
以至於後屘佢能夠被稱為以色列，成為神嘅王子。
That at the end he was able to be called a prince of God.
啊，呢個俾我哋有極大嘅盼望。
This gives us a great hope.
我哋雖然曾經係屬肉體，
though we once belonged to the flesh,
啊，但神唔喜悅詭詐。
But God is not pleased with deceit.
啊，神要將雅各嚟到無做。
That God wanted to mold Jacob.
所以到雅各年老嘅時候，佢見法老王嘅時候，
that when Jacob in his old age went to see the
Pharaoh,
that he told Pharaoh that his entire life was bitter. That when he reflected upon his own life, he knew that he had made many mistakes. And he repented before God. Why is it then that God would tell these priests here that you are deceivers? In the beginning of the chapter, Malachi, it says, Jacob, I have loved.
So
But we see that these priests, they have hope. If they're willing to repent, they have hope. Even a deceiver such as Jacob was able to return, repent.
我哋一直以为第一章里边神系责备佢哋，但神系爱佢哋。
We see that in this chapter one, we see that it seems as though God is chastening these people, but we see it's God's love.
有边个能够起嚟同以色列人讲话？你各人翻去建造神，建造自己嘅家啦。
Who can say to the Israelites that you all go back and establish your own homes?
我相信唔会咁明讲嘅。
Would not be as clear as this.
啊，但系咧，佢哋会话你睇下环境啦。而家翻嚟，而家唔系建造嘅时候噃。
But then you'd say, well, let's look at the circumstance. Now is not the time to rebuild.
哦，咁点啊？哎呀，个领导讲话唔系建造嘅时候，咁佢做咩嘢啊？翻屋企啦，翻屋企做咩嘢啊？建造自己房屋啦。
So, the leader says it is not time to rebuild, so we should go back to our own homes and then go back to our homes to do what? To build.
这个是诡诈。
This is deceit.
这个是诡诈。
This is deceit.
但神却兴起先知，你要同他们说，你各人奔向自己的房屋，神的家却荒凉。
But God raised up a prophet to tell the people that you go to your own homes and build up your own homes, yet the house of the Lord remains unbuilt.
要起来建造，要起来建造。
You need to rise up to rebuild.
我们要回转。
We need to repent.
在这些末后的时间，我们要起来一同来建造。
We need to, in these last days, together rise up to build.
所以弟兄们， 我以神的慈悲劝你们，将你们众多的身体，众数的身体献上，当作一个活祭。
And so therefore, brethren, I urge you to, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, plural, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, singular.
这个活祭是单数。
And this sacrifice is singular.
我们讲了很多次，我恐防弟兄姊妹有一个误会，我在自己一个人好好地熟灵，你就追求主就得了。
And perhaps we've shared before in the past, and okay, if I'm very spiritual in my own regard, in my way, then that's enough.
但是在神的心里边，神喜悦什么？神喜悦一个的活祭。
But what is it that God desires in his heart? He desires one living sacrifice.
如果你种了一棵树，得一个好大的苹果，你说哎呀，这棵树真是很丰满啊，会不会这么说？肯定不是啦。
If you planted and grew a apple tree and you saw one really nice big apple, would you say, wow, this is such a great apple tree?
只是得一个，其他什么都没有。
I see only one apple, nothing less, and nothing else.
或者你见到一个很大的苹果，其他那些全部苹果仔酸的，你不会说很丰富。
Or if you saw that this tree had one really nice sweet apple and the rest were small and sour, you wouldn't say this is a very a great tree.
主喜悦咩嘢呢？
What does the Lord desire?
十二章就话俾我哋听，你哋如此献上系圣洁嘅，系主所喜悦嘅。
It says here that you to present your bodies in such a way, this is acceptable to God.
乜嘢唔？是主所不喜悦，主所不能够接受的。
What is it that God does not desire, is not acceptable to God?
在旧约的祭的里面，好像我们刚才所说的盲的、跛的、不完全的，神不悦纳。
It's unacceptable if it was lame or blind or blemished.
但再进一步说呢，神所要的、所悦纳的，是一个整体的献上。
What God desires, if you put it the other way, is a complete, a full sacrifice.
神要一棵树上面种一个大苹果。
God does not desire a tree with one big apple.
神是要一棵树上面满晒都是好美好的苹果。
God desires a tree filled with fruit, with apples that are good.
我们来读这个彼得前书第二章第五节。
Let us turn to 2 Peter, 1 Peter, chapter 2,
第五节,
verse 5.
彼得前书二章五节。
1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
我们众人在主面前都是一块一块的活石。
That we all are one another, these living stones.
但是呢，神要建造一个的灵宫，一个。
But God desires to build up one, a spiritual house.
你不会说见到一个的所谓一座所谓的建筑物，只是得一埲墙，你说这个座建筑物很漂亮，不是。
You wouldn't look at a building and see one single wall and say, this is a beautiful building.
这个灵宫是什么呢？这个灵宫是为了敬拜神。
So this spiritual house, why was it built? It's built to worship God.
并且呢，作圣洁的祭司。
And it also says for a holy priesthood.
你留心啊，佢唔系讲中文咧就睇唔见啊，英文咧佢讲系作祭司班，或者系一个嘅祭司班，一群嘅祭司人，但系系一班。
So in the Chinese, it's not as clear, but in the English, it says.A holy priesthood, a holy priesthood.
一个
One, single.
奉献神所要的灵祭。
to offer up the spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. What we offer up, is that spiritual sacrifice? Is it holy?
And
is it singular? Is it collective one? Stay there because we're going to chapter 2, verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这里讲到我们是拣选的族类，一个族类。
Says here we are a chosen race, one chosen race.
仍然是，这里不单止是有君尊的祭司，这里讲到是，直接你就是君尊的祭司班，或者君尊祭司的职事，一个职事。
It speaks here of not only being a priest, but a royal priesthood, being a royal priesthood.
中文说有，不是有，你直接就是君尊的，你是作王的祭司。
And the Chinese says you have, but here it says not only you have, you are a royal priesthood.
是的，并且不是一个一个作祭司，是一个祭司班，团体的。
And we're not talking about singular a priest, priests, multiple priests, but a single priesthood.
是一个圣洁的国度，是单数的。
A singular, a holy nation.
我们再看两节圣经好吗？
We'll turn to two more passages in the Bible.
这个全部在启示录里面第一章。
And this is all found in Revelation chapter 1.
我们先来看第五节和第六节，启示录第一章第五节和第六节。
We'll first turn to Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6.
我们读后面这一句，他爱我们，用自己的血洗我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，作他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀权能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
We'll begin at the end of verse 5. To him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priest to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
重点不是讲国民，但我要小心，这里说使我们成为国度，中文就译做国民，其实不是国民，是一个国度，kingdom。
So in the Chinese is a little bit different, but in English is here it says he has made us to be a kingdom.
作他父神的祭司,
to be the priest to his father, to his God and Father.
我们第一章不要看完先，我们看完这个启示录的第五章的第十节。
We'll come back to this chapter one. We'll take a quick look at chapter 5.
又叫他们成为国民，这个国民又不对，翻译得不对，直接是王，叫他们作王，作祭司，归与神，在地上执掌王权。
Verse 10, and thou hast made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
再看20章第6节启示录。
We'll turn also to Revelation chapter 20, verse 6.
再头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了。二十章第6节启示录啊，再头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必作神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1000年。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
所以我讲这个不是有君尊的祭司, 你看最后这一句呢, 我们要与他一同作王, 又是做祭司, 所以这个直情是君王身份的祭司。
So here, I'm not speaking of having a priesthood or having priests, but being a priest, we will be reigning with him for 1,000 years.
我们的主耶稣基督是以麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。
And we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is of the line of Melchizedek, the royal priesthood.
永远为祭司的,
and eternally will be a priest.
他亦都是坐在神的宝座上边, 万王之王, 万主之主。
And he is the one seated in the throne, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他是王, 又是祭司。
He is king and also priest.
我们是在他的里面,
And we are in him, and we too are to be king and priests.
你看我们在主的里面，主在我们身上边有何等的盼望。
That we see in Christ, we have such a great hope.
我们回来看，刚才我们看过的，在使徒的第一章，第五节，第六节。
Turn back to Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6.
他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。The
latter part of chapter verse 5, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood.
这个爱不停在这里，但这个爱里面却有极大的盼望，有一个很高的要求。
That this love does not end here. There's a great hope. There's a great expectation. So that we can be a priesthood, and we can be a king and a royal priesthood. And there's a process in the middle.
你说今天如果只是被主宝血洗干净的一个得救的人, 将来怎么样在神面前来做祭司作王呢?
That if you see one who has been cleansed by the blood of the Lord, how is it one day that they will be a king, priest?
我就在思想，究竟我们今天在地上边，我们要做祭司，我们怎么样来服侍主？或者我今天是做这个财政的，你到天上边没数给你计了。
That I look now at how we serve the Lord. If I were here on this earth to deal with the finances, and I serve in that regard, but in heaven one day there won't be a need for accounting and finances. Then what? If that were the case, then I would be unemployed.
因为圣经讲明, 先知讲道之能也必无有嘛, 是不是失业啊? 失业。
That just like the scripture tells us that
先知讲道之能,
there will be no longer need for the prophets, then that's unemployment.
有些人都说, 你现在都已经失业了, 你哪有先知, 你哪有懂得讲道啊?
Some may say, well, you're already unemployed, you don't know what you're saying.
但我们真的知道呢, 各样的服侍呢，好似咁，你点样作祭司啊？你点样样嚟到服侍神呢？
And then, so in all these different services, then how are we to be priests? How are we to serve God?
原来咁，我哋究竟今日要唔要服侍？讲明我哋俾呢个彼得前书讲啊，今日我哋作祭司，启示录讲系将来我哋作祭司。
And in 1 Peter says today we are a priesthood, a royal priesthood, and the Revelation says. One day we will be a priesthood. So in fact, we are now training ourselves. We're being trained right now. So one day that we can continue to be a priest.
Uh,
So in fact, here on earth, we are being trained to conform to the various characteristics of Christ.
Character
of Christ. Only that which belongs to Christ is acceptable to God.
你明白吗? 我们可能初初信主的时候，主啊，我愿意献上，但我们很多癌残的东西，或者鬼诈肉体，你估神不知道吗？ 但你说神是不是悦纳那一部分啊? 如果神真的用你的鬼诈肉体啊，真是弊了，神不悦纳那些的。
That when we first offer to the Lord, we offer up all our deceit and all the things that fall short. If God were to accept those things, then that would not be good. God does not accept those things.
So, 为什么我们需要常献呢? 因为我们在基督的生命里边应当有长进。
And so why does it say that we ought to continuously offer ourselves up? Because we need to have maturity and growth in Christ.
我今天学习的功课。 跟十年前的功课，盼望有进步。我愿意再跟住你去摆上。I
pray that what I'm offering, what I'm learning now, has grown and matured since 10 years ago, and I continue to offer up.
点解喺启示录里边讲到咁紧张咧？喺第三节讲到紧张。
Why is it in Revelation in verse
一章三节
in chapter 1 verse 3? Why is it such urgency?
我念这个书上预言的，同那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的，因为日期近了。Blessed
is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
我们常常跟福音朋友说你要快点信主，因为你不知道你的生命何时完结，你也都不知道主何时回来。当主回来或者生命完结的时候，这个救恩啊。
And oftentimes we'll tell the gospel friends, you need to decide whether or not the salvation is coming to an end. The time is near. Whether you have the salvation or not, at that time, the door closes. That's it.
但是我们却没有跟我们自己这样说。我们以为救恩只是个灵得救。你不知道这个救恩何等的浩大。But
we forget to remind ourselves of this. We think of salvation as just the salvation of the soul, but we don't recognize the greatness, the how grand this salvation really is.
如果我们在作祭司这件事情上边，在献这件事情上边，没有好好的你要跟随主，脱离愿意脱离自己的肉体。有一日主翻嚟嘅时候，或者有一日我系生命完结嘅时候咧，你唔好讲将来你作祭司作王。 这个就是完结的日子，就是计数的日子。That
when we speak of offering and making sacrifices, that one day when the Lord is here and taking an account, that is the time. We can't speak of us not doing anything now.
所以第三节咁讲，因为日期近啊。That's
why it tells us in verse 3 that time is near.
喺我哋嘅呢个时代呢个日子，如果你仲觉得个时， 个时间未日期唔近咧，求主怜悯我哋嘅心啊！That
if we feel now in today's time that the time is not near, may the Lord have mercy on our hearts.
我哋都要起嚟建造，一同嚟到建造。We
need to rise up to build together.
神要一个嘅国度，要一个嘅祭司班，要一个嘅灵工。The
Lord desires one spiritual house. He desires one royal priesthood.
圣经里边常常讲到你要彼此彼此彼此。
That the Bible reminds us oftentimes to one another.
是不是啊?
Is that true?
所以我们是在团体里面，我们才有得彼此的。That
you have to be in a group together in order to think of one another.
啊，而家真系好可怜。It's
very a pitiful state nowadays.
啊，喺疫症嘅当中，啲小朋友好可怜。
That we see, it's very sad when you see the children within these pandemic times.
我见我啲孙仔啊，同埋啲孙同埋外孙，我好少讲佢哋，不过我唔系讲自己，我系想 俾一个例子大家吓。
And so I speak of my grandkids, but I don't often talk about them, but I want to use them as an example.
一个就住喺Bailey City， 一个就住喺东湾，两个喺嗰边，两个喺呢边啊。
So I have two who live in Daly City and two who live in the East Bay.
咁佢哋咧，疫症当中啦，又好啦，同埋而家咧又住得远啦，好少见面嘅。
That they don't see each other often because of the pandemic.
咁而家呢啲叫做疫症当中嘅 BB 啊，都好先进噶啦吓。
That you see these babies, pandemic babies, that the very
advanced
technologically.
佢哋咧嗰阵时，我哋睇住个荧光幕啊，睇住个iPad 啦，当睇电视嘅啫，唔觉得有来往噶，系嘛
？In the past, when we stare at the screen or monitor, we don't have a connection.With that.
是不是我是小的时候你不会跟电视聊天的你说你傻的。
You don't speak to the screen or you don't talk, they'll think you're crazy.
但是呢他们现在可以 在 Zoom 上面 在 FaceTime 上面聊天的。
But they know they can speak with one another over FaceTime on Zoom.
不是他们不懂说话他们在玩玩具在网上给你玩一下那些是伸手炸的人拿来玩的。
And they can interact with one another over Zoom and on FaceTime. They can't speak, but they will pretend to give something to the other person, and the other person will take it.
呢杯嘢好好味啊，俾你飲啦。哦，咁係啊，哦，唔飲啦咁啊。
And they'll pretend, oh, here's something really good to drink. You drink it, and then they'll pretend to drink it themselves.
好笑咧，定可憐咧？好可憐。
You say this is cute, and or do you think this is very sad? It's actually very sad.
可憐。
Very sad.
係嘛？有冇彼此真實嘅彼此啊？冇真實嘅彼此啊！
Is there a reality in there in person, one another?
冇。
No.
但聖經裏邊所要嘅教會係彼此彼此。
But the Bible tells us that we need to be with one another.
小子渴嘅時候，你俾一杯涼水俾佢飲。
When a child is thirsty, you give them something to drink.
咁样嘅彼此法。
This is how you interact with one another.
呢个系咁样好实际嘅建筑。
And a true and a real building up together.
喺旧约嘅里面，佢哋一年三次要全部人上。
And in the Old Testament, three times a year, they would all need to go to Jerusalem.
神要他们团体上去，一年三次去守节。
God desires three times a year that all would go together to the festivals.
你说神你烦不烦一点啊？酒店都好贵啦，一起上去是吧？Demand supply 啊，供求问题啊。
And you say, that's so much trouble, God. There's so much, even hotel room stays and all that for everyone to go.
这个就是祭司所讲的，马拉基书里面所讲，何等的繁琐啊。
And this is what is said in Malachi when the priests say, oh, how wearisome.
还要住棚节添，守住棚节。
And also we have to go to the festival of booths.
神要唔单止要你上去啊，其他节可能我献咗祭就得，而家唔系，仲要一齐住喺帐篷嘅里边。
Not only do we go up and we make our offering, but we have to live together. We have to build a booth and live there together.
我哋读上行诗嘅时候咧，读到呢个诗篇122篇第一节嘅时候咧，人对我说，我们往耶和华殿去，我就欢迎。
And in Psalm 122, verse 1, it says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
这个呢就是他们一同要往耶路撒冷去的时候呢一起去有人约埋我一起去我心里面很开心 很喜乐。
And these were in the Song of Ascents from David. When people gathered together, they met up together to go. They were very overjoyed to go together.
这个喜乐记住在圣经里面不单止是私人的喜乐。是神心里边喜悦。
Not only is this joyous in the heart of the psalmist, but this is what God desires as well.
教会不是为着我们自己的。
That the church is not for us, each individual.
教会是为着神的。
The church is for God.
教会不是为着我自己的喜乐。
The church is not for my own enjoyment.
教会是为着神的喜乐。
The church is for God's joy.
因此当神喜乐的时候，人的心里面满了喜乐。
And when God is filled with joy, man's heart is filled with joy.
我们读到上行诗里面的133篇的时候，我们很熟。
And also in Song of this, Ascent, Psalm 133, we are all very familiar with.
弟兄和睦同居，何等的美，何等的事。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
好似个贵重嘅油浇喺亚伦嘅头上，流到胡须又流到衣襟。
It is like the precious oil upon the head coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes.
呢个神系喜悦我哋成为一个身体到佢嘅面前。
This is what God desires for all of us in one body to go before the Lord.
好像诗人咁讲，何等嘅美，何等嘅善，这个唔单止系诗人咁讲，系神讲嘅。
That is written here by the psalmist, how good and how pleasant. But it's not just the psalmist; it is what God says himself.
我哋唔可以闩埋门，自己做一个好嘅基督徒。
We cannot close the doors and shut ourselves away and say we're a good Christian.
我哋要喺基督嘅身体嘅里面。
We need to be in the body of Christ.
献上主所悦纳嘅一个嘅灵祭。
And to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God. We just finished reading the book of Ezra and Nehemiah. Recall in Ezra chapter 10, when they all came together and they all cried and lamented and repented.
我们如果不回转，好像小孩子的样式，断不能到父那里去。
That if we do not repent and become like children, we cannot go to where the Father is.
在那个大会的里面，哪些人开始喊？
And in that meeting, who were the ones to cry first?
那些孩童开始喊。
It was the children who began to cry.
我们看见神的灵在那里来到浇灌下来。
We saw the Spirit of God being poured out.
叫在当众人一同在面前来到认罪悔改的时候，主的悦纳在那里下来。
And when all the people kneeled down and repented, that's when God's forgiveness came.
在尼希米记第八章的时候，他们一样在那里聚会，在那里听神的话，在那里哭。
Again, in Nehemiah chapter 8, they all came together to listen to the word of God, to come together and repent. And because of the hearing of the word of God, they cried. How often, how if ever have we felt that way, that we come in together to hear the word of the Lord, and we wept, and we weep?
Nehemiah 跟他说，你今天不要哭。今日唔需要喊，今日我喜乐嘅日子。佢按着神嗰、那个按着神嘅仆人嘅话咧，佢哋去守住棚节，然之后咧，佢哋话圣经记载佢哋大大嘅喜乐。
And so Nehemiah tells them, "Do not weep, rejoice." And that's when they all came together to the festival of booths, and they rejoiced together. Nehemiah told them to rejoice.
当人叫你喜乐嘅时候，你可唔可以就咁喜乐啊？
When someone just tells you to rejoice, can you just do that?
不可以的嘛。
It's not that easy.
你不是自己制造喜乐的吧。
You cannot just manufacture joy.
但当他们真的在神面前来到很严肃接受神的话的时候，他们守住棚节啊，意思就是在基督里，不是一个人在基督里，是全部人在基督里的时候，这个喜乐何等的大。
That is not...that easy, and then when they all came together to keep the festival booths, they all came together as a big group.
And
this is a living sacrifice, and this is a real joy, and so this joy was able to enter into them.
大家是信主的，你应该很明白这个事情，好像早上边我们抹饼的时候， 有很多时候我们感受到主给我们的喜乐，是吗？是，你怎么去解释啊？有一个礼拜我里面没有喜乐，一个礼拜我真的觉得很大的喜乐，主在我们中间，这个我们灵里面的感觉，不是你制造出来的。
We who are in the Lord, we can share that. It's not something we can create, but you can say one week we had a lot of joy, another week we didn't have a lot of joy. It's not something manufactured.
当他们出埃及的时候，神吩咐他们要守这个逾越，出埃及之前要一家一家来到吃羔羊，守逾越。
And so God commanded them that they needed to the Passover to observe the Passover and one family at a time to observe the Passover.
是的，当他们出埃及之前啊。
Before they had before they left Egypt.
啊，但呢，啊，他们到了主为他们所定立的纪念他名的地方的时候呢，他们要去全部上去守逾越。
And before they went to the place to remember, they needed to go and observe the Passover.
之后他们入到去主为他们预备的地方，即是耶路撒冷以色列呢，他们就需要全部去了。
And so after, when they went into Jerusalem and other places after they left, then they needed to all go up together.
当主来到地上的时候，你记得主和门徒守逾越节。
So if we recall, when the Lord and his disciples observed the Passover,
特别是最后一次门徒和主耶稣守逾越节。
Especially that last time that the Lord observed the Passover with his disciples.
主没叫他的门徒，你们自己一家一家去守逾越。
He did not tell them, you each go one family by themselves to go observe.
他们门徒乃与主一同守逾越。
It was the disciples along with the Lord together observe.
在用今天的话，就是基督和他整个身体。
In today's words, it was Christ with his entire body.
不是分开了守逾越的。
It was not separated to observe.
这个是神所喜悦的。
This is what God desires.
所以你看见五旬节的时候，120个人，他们不是分开自己家里祈祷，他们一同在小楼上来祈祷。
Now you see, in the day of Pentecost, it was not each person praying on their own, but it was all 120 together in that upper room.
神悦纳了这个灵祭，一个灵祭。
God accepted this one spiritual sacrifice.
有馨香的灵祭升到主的面前。
This sweet aroma of this sacrifice was lifted up to the Lord.
主说是的，是时间了，是生产的时候了，大风一吹，圣灵就飘过来。
And the Lord said, yes, this is the time now. And then the rush of the sound came and this Holy Spirit descended.
Oh, 教会就一个时候实际就圣灵了。
And this was the beginning, the creation of the church at that time.
3,000 人在那里信主。
And 3,000 came to believe in the Lord.
到了今天。
To today.
包括我们都在基督的里面。
And including us today, we're all in Christ.
所以愿意我们在这些话里面，你要被主来照明。
Lord, that the Lord would enlighten us with these words.
不要看自己。
That we do not look at ourselves.
我们要看主。
We need to look to the Lord.
主要什么？
What is it that the Lord desires?
不是我要什么？
It's not what we desire.
主要的什么？
What is it that the Lord desires?
他喜悦的什么？
What pleases him?
It's
not what pleases me.
求主来怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们能够爱主所爱。
That we would love what the Lord loves.
摆上我们自己。
To offer up ourselves.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主人的话，主啊有尽头。哦，主啊，但圣灵在人心里边来作工。
Lord, the words of man have an end, but Lord, the Holy Spirit will continue His work.
愿意主。你自己心意成就在你自己教会里面。
Lord, may your heart's desire be accomplished in your church.
主啊，虽然我们是微弱，虽然我们是软弱。
Lord, even though we are small and we are weak, but Lord, may we have a heart that desires you. May you work in each one of us. That not only an individual, but us as a corporately, as one, that we will all be willing to offer ourselves up as one. As one spiritual sacrifice acceptable to the Lord. Pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.